Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Treasure Sign Studio in Lafayette, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of sports talk radio, JBC. Another program, yeah. We're here.
Another program, we're back.
Two in a row. Even though in 2 weeks I'm going to be off again because you're not going to be good at the fantasy festivities.
So you looking forward to that?
Yeah, that's going to be a good. But anyway, right now we got a ton to delve into, do we not?
We got
trades, and we got preseason, and we got basketball stuff, and all kinds.
We got Little League World Series.
Yeah, and our performance in the most unceremonious way.
They are done.
14-3, will we?
They are retired.
Their journey is forever over.
Poor kids.
That's such a tough way to go. Dude.
No pitching.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Just got hurt.
That's what. You can't win a little league anything without pitches, right?
No, they got hurt. Their arms were hurt. They had to sit them down. And then they were probably one of their third, fourth, fifth best pitchers, and then you're in trouble. Especially in a regional semifinal.
Regional final.
Today is the final, I believe.
Anyway, we got first off, live from the back, live from Summer, if Chris can bear it, and you're on the air. What's up? Hello?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
There you are. What's going on?
Did we have a good week? Good week down the shore?
The week was fine. Yeah, weather is good. You know, fun stuff. I'm enjoying it.
There you go. That's all you can ask for. Let's start with the Jordan Matthews trade. How do you feel about that?
I think, you know, there's sides to it, both sides to it. It's always never really something you want to do, I guess, is have to trade a third-year productive receiver. But you've also realized through our camp how terrible your cornerbacks are. So I guess I'm positive on it, even though it's never something you strive to do, get rid of a productive slot receiver that can.
He had a pretty solid game in that first preseason game.
Yeah, he had a lot of catches. Three catches in that preseason game, breaking tackles. He seemed to want to let everyone know that no one is going to take his slot receiver position, but apparently. The Eagles did not much care about that since they yanked them right onto the Bills, who we're going to see in the next season game.
I had a little text conversation with our friend up in Buffalo, too.
What does he have to say? Our big sorry.
We went back and forth with pretty meaningless stuff until I asked him how bad the cornerback was, if he was willing to let him go.
Ronald Darby,
Yeah, and then that's when the text conversation ended.
Yes, it went into unscheduled end. as we...
That's it. That was the last question, was unanswered.
So, that leaves you with some questions, but I don't think our team down here can much worry about what anyone else thinks about, you know, how good or bad these cornerbacks are. We just need warm bodies. We need warm bodies that can make plays, no matter what anyone else thinks of their productivity. You agree
really?
With that?
I guess we got to keep moving them through till we find some spots, right? Till we find some people that can click.
We just got to keep trying them. If they don't work, keep trying them until we hit something.
All right. So what else we had on the topic? We had I thought Wentz and the offense looked good for their one series that they were on there. Wentz broke two nice tackles.
Two nice sacks that he got out of, one for the touchdown, of course. So that's fun to see, and you'll see more of him next week, and then we'll just see where it goes in the preseason.
That's right. I actually haven't got, other than watching Upper Providence lose the highlights of that game, I haven't watched much Little League World Series. It's been quite peaceful here. I can't say.
No, it's good. It's good without the Little League. I is not the biggest watcher of Little League. It's TC has been riding the Little League flag, but I did see the Upper Providence game and see the president said, "Oh, we can't have people ignore the mandatory minimum play rule. That's unacceptable."
Wait, who did that?
A team from New Hampshire did that. They just ignored it. And did they win that New Hampshire team?
No, they lost.
They lost the game? I thought they won. They lost?
They lost.
Yeah, but they knew the minimum play.
It doesn't matter if they lost.
Yeah, doesn't matter. And he would have only been suspended two games, so it wouldn't have really mattered. That's not a very strict penalty, I don't think. Anyway, thanks for your contribution.
All right, we'll talk later. Peace out.
Bye. Peace out. Get rid of him. Who's next?
Johnny Balls. All right, wants to probably talk a little Hard Knocks.
Oh, I'm sure he does. He wants
a little back-to-back. Tuesday
night. It's going to be a good couple weeks, I guess, for your fans of those shows.
But I texted your dad the other day to say happy birthday, and I was looking online. I could have sworn that Hard Knocks was. I thought it was going to be on Wednesday.
You said the wrong day.
I messed that up.
You had to correct that. That would have been good if we went to watch it on Wednesday and it wasn't on.
Yeah, so that was good. But then now the first episode was good. D-Jax, I'm watching him run around and just wishing they had signed him, but what are you going to do, I guess?
What are you going to do? And you're probably wishing more now that one more. Yes.
The first preseason game, really watching these preseason games, and I know everyone's so starved for football, so it's easy to overanalyze things that happen in these games.
You just can't. You just got to enjoy them and watch them and just, you can't take anything at all away from them, I don't think. I don't think even in the third preseason game you could take much away when the starters play like a half or whatever they play.
Yeah, I'm just happy they didn't have any major injuries. Wentz looked good in the series here and there. Matt Collins made a play. I wish their offensive line would look a little better. However, I don't know why the Packers were blitzing on every single play.
I know some people like John Ritchie. He's all bent out of shape about that. Oh, they're doing three-level stunts in the first preseason game. Overloads. They were doing a lot of complex blitz packages, that's for sure, though.
Yeah, I it's football, but that is kind of an unwritten rule. But, we'll see. This the trade they made yesterday, I'm going back and forth on. I don't think – I mean, that Matthews probably wasn't going to come back next year anyway. I mean, I'm not thrilled giving up the third-round pick, especially when you don't have a second-round pick either. But, I mean, the kid they got is young and fast, and he started 2 years, and he's automatically you're by default your best quarterback. So if they –
Yeah, and he can play the ball here, 4 interceptions. So you just have to – you cannot try it.
Yeah, I guess my only worry there is right now, if your team is not a Super Bowl contender, which I don't think anyone thinks they are at this point, I think Wentz is your most important
guy. Maybe not
guy.
Even a division-winning contender. Who knows about
that? Well, no, I mean, I think they could be in the mix. Especially the Elliott suspension will help. But it's one of those things where I think Wentz is your most important priority, and I don't know if taking away, like, his most trusted receiver is the best thing right now. But,
right.
I mean, I guess that just
means we'll see more Zach Ertz and people like that.
He seems to learn how to. But yeah, and also, man, it's time, like Hollins and Nelson Aguilar, like, I mean, Hollins a kid, but, like, Aguilar, man, it's time to put the big boy pants on, man. It's year three. Get out there and start catching the ball, dude. This is his job in the slot now. If Aguilar's your starter in the slot,
Come on, Nelson. If you can't do it now, you're probably not getting another shot. So you gotta take advantage of it.
Yeah, but I mean, I will say this. I'll give Howie Roseman credit. He finds ways to get. I mean, they needed a quarterback, and everyone was saying, "Well, they're not getting anyone good. They're not going to get a starter at this point." And he ended up doing it. So I will give him that. And
yeah,
I guess we'll see how that works out.
That's one thing about him. If there's a problem, he likes to find a way to address it and try to make it better, not let it linger out there. He does things to try to address the problems that we have.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let's see, one last point here. Sixers, they get a national TV game on Christmas. National TV game to open the season. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, it's exciting. And, you know, they're high on this young team, and nationally they are. So they got to deliver. They got to deliver. And
Well, it should be exciting either way, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Completely enlightening as always. Thank you so much.
Yes. See you, man.
Yeah. SC is on here. Frank, quick, what do you have? We got four.
Would that be me?
That is you. Indeed.
Am I in?
You're in. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I don't like the receiver trade. I think they gave up on him too soon. And plus, for a young quarterback to lose one of his pals, I think is really, really stupid. I think it's okay for a young quarterback to have a security blanket, which was Matthews. I think it's really stupid that they traded him away. And the Paperboy may have really blown it on this one, but we'll see. But the kid up in Buffalo is smart, and he's getting a receiver that's probably going to help him a lot. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we'll
I think they are going to help him a lot, and I think it could really blow up in his face a little bit if Wentz could not does not to have good chemistry with Aguilar and things like that. So, you know,
but Wentz is a pro and he'll be fine. But to get rid of one of his buds who also happened to be a pretty good receiver last year, and I think it was his best receiver last year, and why in the world they're trying to win would they get rid of a guy like that? Just doesn't seem to make sense to me, especially for what they got back. But
yeah,
you know, the coach,
to have to
the
give
coach
up
is
a pick like that too. So
well,
that,
if,
really,
if they don't succeed this year. If they don't succeed this year, the general manager's gone. I mean, Rosen's gone. So they better succeed this year. And if they go 9-7 or they even get into the first round of the playoff and they lose, Howie might be gone, you know, and that might be a good thing.
I think that's at least something you would have to look at because Jeffrey Lurie has given him a lot of latitude to make moves that he thinks will make this football team better and more competitive. And if they only win 7 games or 8 games, I think at least the fans would want you to take a look at it, you know, because you've had 2 years.
Well, in that if they only win 7 or 8 games, Howie is gone and so is the head coach. So there, it's real simple. And the head coach of the Eagles should be Sean McDermott, by the way.
I know, but they didn't want to go that route. So we'll have to see where this route goes. But a lot of people feel that way, that it would have worked out perfectly to have him here.
Have you watched the PGA Championship?
I've been watching a lot of PGA. Did you expect these high scores, 8 under? What do you think of that? Do you like that they're shooting so high?
No, I think 800 is okay. That doesn't bother me. I don't think Matsuyama might be there. I think the kid leading Kisner will not be there. Matsuyama might be around at the end. I think right now you got Day is a possible winner. You have Ricky Fowler is a possible winner. And, and don't forget Justin Thomas is a very, very good player. And he's right there at the precipice. You notice Dustin Johnson, no. Jordan Spieth, no. And Rory McIlroy, no. You know?
You did notice that.
I think that Spieth is on such an incredible high after winning the British Open. I think it's hard to channel that kind of energy. But if Spieth goes out and shoots a 65.
It's so short in between. It's only like 3 weeks in between for another major.
You know where the PGA goes next year? What month?
It goes to May, right? I saw that.
They move it to May. So we have April, May, June, July next year. So that's very, very cool. So
I think that's going to be good. And they're going to do that.
How about the Phillies? This kid Williams for the Phillies turned into a ball player. Williams.
Yeah, he is. He's fun to watch, isn't he? You're liking.
And I saw Alfaro last night had a nice hit. Did they lose last night, by the way?
I think they lost. I'll check. I think it was 6-5. My goodness.
How'd you like the shore?
The shore is very good, yes. And you were there for a little bit, so it worked out very well, I felt like. Very well.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Take care.
Bye. What are you looking at? You've been looking at that for 10:22.
I'm looking at the winners and losers of the Rams trade, the Bills, Rams, Eagles trade. Winner, Jared Goff. Loser, Sammy Watkins. It's just going to be a huge season for Watkins, who's set to hit unrestricted free agency if the Bills decline to pick up the fifth-year option on his rookie deal. Last year was a loss for the Clemson product, given that the Bills repeatedly pushed Watkins onto the field with a clear foot injury. He's also set to play out his contract year with Goff, who has one of the worst quarterbacks in recent memory during his debut season.
Who is that, Rick?
Loser, Jared Taylor, Tyrod Taylor.
I think Carson Wentz has to be a loser, right?
Winner, Jordan Matthews. The Broncos were comfortably...
Broncos.
Three wideout team under new Bills. I don't know. Why does it say Broncos? You mean to say Bills?
Yeah. Bills
under new Bills offense coordinator Rick Dennis had gone three wide to 72% of the time to the per football outsiders, which was the fourth highest rate in the league. At the same time, now the Bills just paid $8.4 million over 4 years to sign Patrick DeMarco. This offseason just.
Oh, that's way too much money for.
Nelson Aguilar. Yeah.
He could be a loser in the long run, too, because this is a last shot. Would you agree with that? If you can't do it now, you know.
I saw that one coming. Aguilar was beating up and dead after 2 frustrating seasons in Philly. But he had to train the kid and work to suggest Aguilar looked like a new man in the spot. The Eagles cleared out a spot for him by trading away Matthews. I mean, where was he in the preseason? He played?
No, he played. Remember he dropped the 2-point conversion pass?
No, because I was in the middle of
Oh, that was Well, he dropped a 2-point conversion pass, and he had no other coaches beyond that.
No harm.
Winner, the Eagles. Well, Bobby was looking downright bereft. Never even heard of that one. Head cornerback for the second consecutive season, having cycled again through middling veterans while he was
yeah,
second.
32-year-old Corey Clute in that group.
Sidney Jones and Russell Duggan, the former, which is likely to miss a chunk of the 2017 season after rupturing his Achilles on his pro day. Well, the Eagles had long-term hope with this position. This is a team that should be capable of competing as early as this season. The quarterback was the biggest weakness.
Do you believe that? That we are
I am.
You always believe that, though, no matter what.
Playoffs, absolutely.
Now they have a promising option with short-term and long-term in Darby, who was stunningly effective during his debut.
Yeah, because that's a lot. Rams.
Loser Rams. Winner Bills.
Yeah, they got a receiver in the corner for basically nothing. So, why? Of course they're a winner. And they got a corner who they did not like at all, apparently, according to the according to Mr. Chris Conley. He says he had a little meaningless text conversation with their head man up there, and he eventually got around to asking about Darby, and then the conversation went to an abrupt end. Take the Hollywood.
He refuses to divulge anything. Never had, never will.
No, he shouldn't. You know, he got this for him. He's not going to.
When he was Andy Reid's assistant, before he even got a title.
He's not going to divulge anything.
He wouldn't say squat top.
And
he's still not.
No. He'll talk to you about anything else. Not that, though.
I was looking at Olympic stuff. I got stuck there because they have a little thing here called Olympic Sports. So I clicked into that.
Yeah. Anyway, you think this, what is your idea of this trade?
They got Gatlin and Bolt going at it tonight one last time.
Well, I thought Bolt was finished.
Relay.
No. Because he came in third of his race in the beginning of the week.
Well, now they're in it somehow. One last time. Tightest long jump final in ever history.
That's going to be on the Olympic Channel. Are you ready for that?
Is that right?
Eight Olympic Channel. Just started a couple weeks ago.
I know. I've seen it. Believe me. They go back to Rio. They play some old stuff.
They play new stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. They
do track and diving and all kinds of stuff.
Do you think this whole World Championships is on that?
No, the whole thing was on the Olympic Channel, yeah.
So I missed this. It says this. Stephen Cheese was like one of the greatest greases.
So we have to go, but.
No, we don't.
Yeah, yes, hey, this trade is overall never.
We got a live one here. 6423 is on the air now.
Who is this? Yeah.
Last 64-foot.
Yeah.
Got him there?
Is he there?
Last four digits, 6423. You're on the air.
Jamie, it's Bob Cayucci. What's up, buddy?
Bob Cayucci. How you feeling? What do you have?
I'm doing pretty well. I have two questions, and I'm sorry if I missed it earlier, but I need your take on the Jordan Matthews trade. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I think overall it's a net positive because you could do things with the receiver position. I think at least you have enough warm bodies at that position that you could try to make it work. And just hope that Aguilar does enough to be productive. I don't think you have anything that you could count on at the cornerback. So you just have to keep cycling warm bodies through until you could find someone. So I think it's got to be a net positive. But if it doesn't work, it's going to be a big thing that people could yell at Howie about and say, you've done big trades that haven't worked at all. So, I think he realizes that, but, you know, that's just part of it.
Well, so then speaking of Aguilar, are you a believer in Aguilar? Do you think he's going to turn it around? Or
I think, you know, it's only fair to him to be a believer just on a sheer fact that he was a first-round pick, and first-round picks have some talent somewhere that you just have to try to extract out, even though he did drop a two-point conversion and did nothing else in the preseason. But I think the fact that he's a first-round pick, makes you think that he has some talent that is in there somewhere.
Right.
I hear you. I agree. He's got to get it out of him. All right, but more importantly,
you've been trying for 2 years, couldn't do it yet, but I think you still have to try to get it out.
Well, at least if
you
can hide out and be the third guy.
Logan Bourne and Embiid, not being clear, 505 is taking one.
What? I didn't hear that last part since he was yabbing you.
No, I was going to say, more importantly, I'm a Sixers addict, so I need your take. The dilemma with the Sixers now, if you're management, do you re-sign Embiid now, 5 years, $25 million a year, or do you wait and risk...
No. I think the only play is to wait. I know I would like to re-sign him now and know that he'll be there forever. But you know, I think there's really no rush, right? Or do you not feel that way? Do you want to get it done now and just go into the season know he's locked up for 5 years?
To me, I'm re-signing him now, just because he's the face of the process and we just need him. We need the good vibes of him being locked up. But I hear you. I make
right.
you nervous because
even
he
though
could,
he's
he
not
could...
he's not clear for five all five contests yet, but are you worried about that at all? Because I know you're paying attention to that right now.
I'm very worried about it. That's the concern. But it's almost like I feel like we have to put all our eggs in his basket and ride it out.
And,
do or die
and
with the heat.
Go down with the ship if we have to.
Right. Either we win it all or we go down swinging. So, but you're waiting.
All right.
All right.
I do wait, though. I think that's what you have to do. I see what you're saying about doing it now, but I would wait.
All right. All right, buddy. Thanks. Talk to
all
you.
Right.
All right.
Who's left here? Quigley. Where you at? LL.
Damn it.
What's up,
buddy?
What's up?
I've only caught the last kind of 10 minutes here, but I take it you're a fan of the trade and you like the new corner. You think he's a big upgrade from what we had. It sounds that way,
well,
right?
Well, I think unfortunately almost anyone would be that, and you would. I know that, you know, he's a productive receiver, but I think you could kind of hack through the grass and with these Aguilar and Matt Collins and everybody else. Right?
It kind of bothers me, though, that this guy got drafted three picks after Rowe, where if we had just gotten that right, we would have been able to keep our pick, keep Jordan Matthews, and we'd still have this guy.
Would have worked out, and Eric Rowe would have never been a starter in the Super Bowl. But, you know, Jim Schwartz wanted no part of Eric Rowe, so sometimes that just happens where you think guys and systems won't work at all. It would have worked out perfectly if Eric Rowe was still here and not a Super Bowl champion with the Pats, the best team in football.
Pretty frustrating. How's he doing? Is he going
to
start for them? Is he a starter for them this
year? He started in the Super Bowl. He started most of the year last year. He's going to start again even though they got Stephon Gilmore.
All right, well, changing gears. What do you see for the rest of the PGA tournament this weekend, Jamie? Who do you think? I think Jason Day is my – he looks good for the rain game yesterday.
I think Day is lurking there. He's a couple shots back. I think you're going to have more high scores there. I think it'll probably end up a lot like the British Open at, you know, 12 or 14 under. And just whoever – you know, it'll probably be a two- or three-person thing, and much and just whoever makes the putts will win. Whether I think Matsuyama will be there, I think Kisner will be there. He's you know, so it's gonna be a fun couple of days. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Day. I'm gonna pull for him. All right, last one.
Yeah,
Dave. I've been watching the early games of the Little League World Series. I saw Pennsylvania get disintegrated last night. What are you seeing in the World Series? Like, a couple of these big kids are hitting monster home runs too.
I think the Texas team is going to be hard to get. You know, I don't know if the Maryland team is going to do anything, but there's definitely a couple of teams that you got to watch out for.
Did the kid that hit like the 400-foot home run from, I think it was Georgia, did they make it or did they get knocked out?
No, they're out, the big kids. To the chagrin of
I would have liked to have seen them. Would have liked to have seen them.
No, he is out. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. We're over quickly, but we're over finally for another week and 7 more days of nothing. Goodbye.